Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is Rhonda Swan from the Unstoppable Family, and I would like to personally welcome you to our audio series, How to Create Your Perfect Life Utilizing Leverage and Free Enterprise. I want to thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy schedule to learn how to engage yourself in free enterprise and becoming an entrepreneur. We'll assist you to experience total abundance in all aspects of your life. Over the course of this audio program, I invite you to listen carefully and keep an open mind because you'll discover what all wealthy people have in common and how that separates them from the masses. You'll learn how you can develop the same attributes and apply the same strategies to live the life you deserve. You will discuss the nature of money and the mindset of acquiring more of it. We'll reveal the four paths to making money and which ones to follow if you want to beat the odds and to be wealthy. We'll take a look at what options are out there and realistically, which one is a good fit for you. You'll hear from some people just like you who have put these principles to work and experienced amazing results in their personal and their financial lives. You know what I'm going to do right now? I'm going to take a moment. I'm going to introduce you to the next part of our journey. So let's begin by talking about the nature of money. Now, there's been a lot said and written about money. And make no mistake, money is an important commodity in today's world. In fact, it's extremely important in the areas which it works. But then, of course, again, it's extremely unimportant in the areas in which it doesn't work. You know, there's an old saying that love makes the world go around, but money pays for the trip. You know, I've never met a rich person who didn't believe that money is important, but I have met many people who feel money isn't important that are actually broke. So let's face it, it takes cold, hard cash, as Zig Ziglar says, warm, soft, fuzzy cash to build roads, schools, homes, and pay for cars, clothing, and food. At the same time, just having money won't make you happy, beloved, or healthy. Think about it. If you have problems like gambling or drugs, money can actually make things get worse. Money simply gives you the ability to be more of what you already are. Having all the money in the world won't help if you're depressed, if you're sick, and have no friends or loved ones in your life. Now, on the other hand, if you're happy, healthy, and have great relationships, well, having more money is the key to continue that total abundance. Many people relate to money as dollars, those little green pieces of paper that allow us to buy things. In reality, money is a form of energy. That's why it's called currency. It is an exchange of currency, a medium of exchange that allows us to transfer goods and services more efficiently. I look at money as freedom, the freedom to exercise more choices of how I spend my most precious commodity, which is my time. You know, if enjoying more money, more free time, and more freedom of something you'd like to accomplish, then let's take a look at the mechanics of wealth in the four paths to making money. I want you to ask yourself, what is it that separates the wealthy from everyone else? One factor is they understand and utilize two key strategies, leverage and control. If you only retain the one concept from the information that I'm sharing with you today, then you'll have gained some valuable knowledge. Again, the two key strategies is leverage and control. So what is leverage? Leverage is simply multiplying your efforts. Everyone has the same number of hours in the day, right? Time is the one common denominator that we all share. By leveraging your time through the efforts of others, you gain an average that just can't be realized by yourself. The famous J. Paul Getty, one of the world's wealthiest men, once said, "I'd rather have 1% of 100 men's efforts than 1% of my own efforts." A second key strategy is control. Having the ability to control your time and the outcome of your efforts is critical for you to experience true freedom. Let's take a look at how these wealthy principles relate to the four paths to making money and ultimately for you to be wealthy and financially free. Let's talk about the first step. The first path for most people, I know it was for me, is being an employee. You have a job, and when you work for someone else, well, you're basically trading your time for dollars. When you work, you get paid, and when you don't work, you don't get paid. This is an important point because it means there is no leverage as an employee. If you get sick, injured, or just want to take time off for yourself or enjoy a vacation, oh, it can be costly. What's more, you have a very little control of your time, typically working around the company schedule, not your own. And although a job for most people has the perception of security, in reality, you have no control over your future. You can lose your job through downsizing, conflicts with your boss or supervisor, company politics, or maybe the company is over, just plain goes out of business. Now, depending on your skill level and your value to the marketplace, your wages or salary will fare you accordingly. If you want to make more money, you must develop more skills or work more hours. One thing is for certain, you'll never get paid what you're really worth. Now, why is that? Well, because your time, effort, and energy is really being bought at wholesale and then is being sold at retail by your employer. You see, you're a human resource that's factored into the production cost and then marked up to the true value that you actually represent. In fact, this is how businesses are turning a profit, meaning you are the leverage for your employer. Now, on the positive side, having a job and a steady paycheck with benefits does provide a sense of security and is possible to get rich as an employee, but not likely and certainly not in any good time frame. For example, the CEO of General Motors makes a seven-figure annual salary, but these positions are very limited, and the vast majority of employees never become wealthy or financially secure. I read a study that recently proves that point. The researchers looked at the average American at the age of 65. Did you know that only 1 in 100 retires wealthy and only 4 in 100 retires where they could say they are comfortable? The average American retirement income now is around $13,000 a year, which doesn't buy much of a lifestyle in today's economy, does it? But what do these people all have in common? They all had jobs. It's a sad story because these people worked hard for 40 plus years only to retire broke. They bought into that idea that if you work hard, you save your money, you put your savings in a safe investment, you'd retire comfortably and enjoy their golden years. Clearly, the results speak for themselves. 95% of the people didn't make it. Think carefully about your own circumstances. Do you feel that you're playing by the rules, following the known system for success, and still aren't getting what you want? And finally, ask yourself, why would you work so hard for so long for something you'll never own, can never pass on to your heirs, or be able to sell? You know, my point is this. I really want you to think about that path that you're on, because the decisions you make today ultimately are going to lead you to where you arrive. Now, the second path that I want to share with you is the second path to making money, and that is to be self-employed. And what I'm talking about is doctors, lawyers, consultants, and small mom-and-pop businesses that fall into this category. Now, they generally have more control of their time as they are the boss and typically earn more for their time spent as they've developed the skill that have higher value. However, they're still trading time for money and have little leverage. For instance, if a doctor doesn't see patients, he doesn't get paid. Now, there may be a few support employees, but if the doc's not in, no money is being made. These small-scale enterprises usually require significant upfront investments to gain the skill and infrastructure to get started. And this means that there is some risk involved, especially with some mom-and-pop startups. Now, history tells us only 5% of those small businesses are still around after 5 years. You know, and this is why. These people who are skilled in a profession just don't have the management experience to maintain and build the business. They end up working harder than ever with a lot more responsibility and stress just to make the same income they have as an employee. I can speak from personal experience. You can end up buying yourself a job you can't afford to quit. The bottom line is these businesses are usually a one-man band, not a symphony. And when the boss goes home, the business goes home with him. Now, the third path to making money is to be a large business owner, where you gain the leverage of time and money with employees and OPM. That's other people's money. In fact, the majority of self-made millionaires got rich by starting a business. Here's why. The businesses make money whether the owner is present or not. Look at it this way. Say you work 8 hours a day. You have 40 hours a week of effort being applied to earning income. If you add 10 employees, putting in the same time, you now have an additional 400 hours of effort going towards building your business. You've multiplied your effort tenfold. Now, if you decide to take a day off, well, you still have 10 people making money for you. This is the magic of leverage, and it's something the ultra wealthy and new rich, as Tim Ferriss would say, have been utilizing for centuries. Additionally, as a business owner, you have far more control over your time and income, and you are building something you own that you can pass on or sell in the future. You've developed an income-producing asset and have the benefit of many tax breaks that are not available to most people. Now, the downsides of owning a large business is acquiring the initial capital to get off the ground and managing employees. You know, there's an old saying, if you have one employee, you have one headache. If you have 100 employees, you have an adult daycare center. Now let's talk about the fourth path of making money. That is to be an investor, where you have money working for you instead of you working for money. You know, families like the Trumps, the Kennedys, have figured this thing out. They receive a massive cash flow month after month through their investments and business holdings without having to go to work unless they choose to do so. This is the ultimate freedom, time freedom plus money freedom. The problem for most people is that you need a lot of money to get into this game. You need to be already rich, and here's why. Let's say you had a cool million in the bank to invest. You'd feel pretty good about now. But let's see what that really does for you. Say you've got a nice return of maybe 8% on your money. Now that would earn you about $80,000 a year in interest. Not too bad. But Uncle Sam is going to want his cut. And for this example, let's say that's $20,000. Now, you're not done yet. You also have to take into account inflation. If you want your nest egg to maintain its purchasing power over time, you need to leave 3% in the kitty so that next year you'll still have $1 million of purchasing power. So you're effectively spending your principal. There goes another $30,000. When it's all set and done, you'll end up with around $30,000 a year that you can actually spend to support your lifestyle. Not exactly the lifestyle of the rich and famous. Now that we know the four paths to making money, realistically, what are your options? How do you get from where you are now to paths 3 and 4 where you can maximize leverage and control and have the most freedom? How do you move from employee to entrepreneur or from a self-employed small business to a large business organization generating cash flow to be an investor? Well, let's give some guidelines on how you can really evaluate a business. Okay, there are 4 key factors for success in any business. The first key component is that you want to be in a huge expanding market. For example, you may market the world's best 8-track tape player, but in today's high-tech marketplace, you're just not going to find many customers looking to buy an 8-track. You'd be much better off selling MP3 players. Second thing you want to look for is a unique consumable product. Unique means people have to come to you to buy the product. So you're competing on quality, not price and convenience. And this keeps your profit margins high. Now, consumable means you have to repeat purchases from your existing customers, which is a lot more profitable than trying to generate new customers for every product sale. Now, the third criteria is timing and market trends. You want to take advantage of trends in the market and ride the momentum that naturally exists. Fortunes are made by simply spotting trends and then providing products that fit that demand. And finally, the fourth factor is leverage. We've already talked about the importance of this key principle. What we're looking for is true leverage, a situation where everyone has the same amount to gain. If you're looking to exit the rat race and daily grind of the 9-to-5 routine, you are not alone. Forbes magazine forecasted recently that 79 million Americans will be starting a home-based business in the next 5 years. This clearly demonstrates the low level of satisfaction that many people have with their careers and their financial situations. With all the mundane, low-paying work-at-home opportunities out there, like stuffing envelopes, data entry, insurance processing, and a myriad of other methods of basically outsourcing jobs to people's homes, many people have turned to network marketing and the promise of residual income, time freedom, and the control of being your own boss. Maybe you're one of the many that have tried MLM and never experienced the dream of a lifetime of residual income. Sure sounds good, doesn't it? Possibly you know someone that got into one of those things and lost their shirt after working their tail off. Maybe it's not your fault or their fault. You see, times are changing and the old school ways of doing things flat out don't fly necessarily anymore. The world of network marketing is absolutely filled with myths that are so prevalent that they have actually become cliches. This is why, if you're serious about making some real income from home, then you must read this entire report that I'm going to be attaching to this audio. Some people may get upset with what we have to say, but many countless others will benefit greatly by becoming aware of the truths in the industry. This is a wake-up call for those 79 million opportunity seekers that want to find true financial success, be their own boss, and live life on their terms. The myths that are exposed and the truths that are revealed here will save you a lot of time, money, and frustration. So take a look at the report I've attached and let me know what you think about it. By now, you should have gone through the myth and the truth report and taken some good notes as to what the best move is for you to create the wealth and the financial freedom that you've always been searching for. Now let's talk about the solution that makes sense. What if there was a way to earn years' worth of residual income upfront instead of waiting around for those $5 a month checks to trickle in? Guaranteed payment in advance beats maybe getting paid in the future. You don't need to be a financial genius to realize money is worth more in your pocket today than it is next year. So it makes good business sense to get paid upfront and invest that cash into multiple residual income streams outside the MLM circus, like real estate or the stock market. Recruiting and training a network marketing sales force takes time and effort. Many networkers have an employee mentality and haven't developed an entrepreneurial mindset, which means they'll rarely do what it takes to be successful. Getting paid in advance for your time and your training is a smart move. White-collar professionals aren't interested in working 3 to 4 hours a night selling vitamins for a $300 to $500 check. Offer a vehicle that they can realistically make $10,000 per month with just a handful of customers each month, and you'll be on your way to attracting a professional business team. Remember, the characteristics of building a MLM business that pays out $10,000 per month requires building a downline of thousands. With the high-end business model, you can make $10,000 with just 10 customers or fewer. This compressed and rapid flow of income also brings the dream of working from home to life in a realistic manner for the average person. The three characteristics you need to look for to earn an executive income from home. There are three basic characteristics that define the high-end business model. Most successful programs offer what is known as a two-up compensation plan. This builds in leverage and allows you to work with a small group or team of committed professionals instead of a large herd of part-timers. Look for a base product price in the range of $1,500 to $2,000 with commissions paid out in the $1,000 per sale range. That means you are pocketing $1,000 upfront on every sale you make. When you make a $1,000 commission, it's like you're getting paid several years worth of residuals upfront on day one with your customer's first product purchase, whether the new rep goes on to build a business or not. Another important feature to look for is a multi-tiered product level for upgrades with commissions of $5,000 and up. This is where the big money is made and is repeat business from your existing customers. The drawback of a traditional two-up is that there is no residual income. There are now a few hybridized versions of this model that pay ongoing override bonuses on the efforts of your return, making it extremely profitable to build a small and manageable professional sales force. A small team of 10 people can create a multiple six-figure passive income stream in addition to the already large upfront commissions. This is the best of both worlds, like having your cake and eating it too. How to make an extra $50,000 in the next year. Think about it. How many distributors would that take in your average multi-level marketing program to earn $4,000 a month? Hundreds? Thousands? Pick your own number, then multiply by two, because half of your team won't be around after 90 days. Guess how many distributors it takes in a high-end program to make that same 4,000? The answer is four. That's right, only four new distributors nets you 4,000, paid up front, cash in your pocket, one sale a week. You've just earned an extra 50,000 in the next year. You have total control of your income. The days of depending on others to produce for you is a thing of the past. Additionally, if some of your team members engage and produce results, you still have referrals, upgrades, and bonuses that multiply your income tenfold. We'll actually show you the numbers and details in a moment. That's the icing on the cake, because you'll make enough from your personal activity to justify your time and involvement. The real truth about residual income. Money is worth more today than it will be worth in the future. Here's a quick quiz. Pretend you built a residual income of $4,000 per month and spread it out over the next 5 years. That would bring in $240,000 in residual income. If you had a choice of receiving it all up front right now or spread out over 5 years, which would you want? The smart business owner says, take the money and run. Put it in real estate or stocks and bonds. You can be pretty sure those assets will be worth more in 5 years than they are now. You'll actually make money. Why? Because that money is worth more today than it will be in 5 years. It's called inflation. Future dollars are always worth less. If you just like the idea of residual income, then put the money in a savings account, earn some interest, and pay yourself $5,000 a month. The truth about high-end versus low-end programs. It takes the same amount of time, effort, and advertising resources to market a $100 product as it does to market a $1,000 product. You have to place an ad, contact the people who respond, direct them to some information, provide them with the sales brochures, websites, give presentations, and follow up. Let's say you've done a great job and your prospect decides to join forces and sign up. There are many low-end programs where you can get started for $200 to $500, which gets you set up and gives you some sample products and a small inventory along with some sales aids. You now have a new distributor that is on auto ship, and you've earned a small commission of $50 to $150, and the hope of a $5 a month check is coming soon. The alternative is the Premier High-End Program. That same person decides to get started and purchases the product. You instantly pocket your $1,000 profit and pay directly to you, and still have a strong possibility that your new associate will generate future sales through upgrades and referrals, where you can earn $5,000 and more per sale they make. This provides incredible leverage and passive walk-away income. You don't need to major in math to see that there are 10 times the commissions available for the same work with high-end direct selling business models. You may be wondering, won't you get a lot more people signed up for the low-cost opportunity? The answer is not really. You will, however, attract a totally different type of person. Let me talk about that. The truth is, high-end programs attract high-end people. You are building a business. What type would you prefer to work with? A bunch of people with a job, or you could say just over broke, mentality who believe that a couple of $100 is a financial stretch, or a small group of entrepreneurial-minded individuals who realize any legitimate business requires an investment and time and money? There's an old saying, if your wallet's not in it, your heart's not in it either. A little bump in the road will deter someone with $100 at risk. They'll blow it off and jump to the next great deal that pops up in their inbox. People will say they want to improve their situation, but as soon as they have to reach for their wallet, they begin making excuses. These people are not serious potential business partners. You want to attract professional doers, people who make things happen, not excuses. Low-end programs end up costing more in the long run than the one-time startup outlay for a high-end program. Plus, don't forget that there are ongoing monthly product purchases and volume requirements to remain eligible for commissions with most MLM programs. Laying out $200 a month for products, support systems, and sales aids is commonplace. That adds up to thousands of dollars a year. If a new distributor isn't making money, they are quick to stop and cancel their auto ship orders. High-end programs pay out serious incomes, so they attract people who like to make serious money. It makes all the difference in the world when you get to spend your time recruiting and working with people who are just like you. They love this industry and they don't need any convincing. They already know an investment is required and have no problem with it because they are true entrepreneurs. High-end programs attract this type of person because the initial startup cost scares away the time wasters, the tire kickers, the faster than you can blink an eye. Wouldn't you like to just work with experienced entrepreneurs? People who don't whine, complain, constantly make excuses, or need you to hold their hand 24/7. Big thinkers who want to make $10,000 to $100,000 per month, not a few hundred to a few thousand a month. We all have the same number of hours in a day, so why not use them in a business that pays out big instead of small when it doesn't require any more time or effort? With high-end programs, you don't have to work with thousands or tens of thousands to make incredible money. You only need to work with a handful. So if you're ready to find a business that will allow you to make $10,000 to $50,000 per month within weeks or months instead of years without risks or headaches of a downline, then commit to watching and learning about more of the videos and the audios that we send you. Because you're not only going to receive the tools, the resources, and steps-by-step blueprint for success, but you'll also have an opportunity to meet one of the fastest-growing teams in the high-end direct selling business, a team that will show you exactly how to earn $250,000 to $500,000 in the next 12 months. That team is called the Unstoppable Family Team. We look forward to speaking more with you and to assisting you in living your dreams now. Thank you, everyone. This is Rhonda Swan. I look forward to having a conversation with you very shortly.